Title: FX Chain Modulate Playbook for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Lift 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that Pirate Radio bass energy in Ableton Live 12. The whole point today is movement with control. Your sub stays solid and boring in the best way, while your mid layer does all the talking band limited broadcast moments, resonant sweeps, gritty harmonics, and groove locked modulation that feels like it's being driven by the break. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how to make a basic bassline, route sidechain, and use an audio effect rack. What I want you to walk away with is a repeatable playbook, a rack you can drop onto any jungle or old school DNB bass, and immediately start performing the vibe with macros and automation. First, quick session prep, because this matters more than people think. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. Create three tracks: bass sub, bass mid, and then group them into a bass bus. On the bass bus, drop a spectrum. That's your truth meter. We're going to keep checking that the low end stays steady while the mid goes absolutely feral. If you're starting from one synth, just duplicate it. One copy becomes sub, the other becomes mid. Easy. Now let's make a fast starting bass. You can use anything, but Operator is perfect for this lesson, because it's clean, predictable, and it takes processing really well. On bass mid, load Operator. Keep it simple. Oscillator A only. Set it to saw if you want that bright, edgy presence, or square if you want a hollower tone. Turn the filter on, use LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere like 600 Hz up to maybe 1.5K. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.35 to start. For the amp envelope, go for a fast attack, shortish decay, medium sustain, short release. Think tight notes that roll, not long bass drones. On bass sub, duplicate that operator, but switch Oscca to sine and turn the filter off. Clean and stable. Now we do the split with EQ, and this is one of those do not skip moments. On the sub track, add EQ 8 and low pass around 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. On the mid track, add EQ 8 and high pass around 120 Hz. Also steep. That's the firewall. Now you can destroy the mid without your low end turning into jelly. Before we start adding dirt, here's an extra coach move that will save your mix. Put a utility at the very start of the mid chain and name it input trim. Play your bass line and aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before you hit distortion. If turning your rack on suddenly makes everything louder and different even when the macros are neutral, you're probably slamming one device too hard and compensating later. Pirate Radio Loud is a gain staging game, not just more drive. Now, on bass mid, create an audio effect rack and name it Pirate Radio Mod Rack. This rack is your transmitter. We'll build the bass chain first. Then we'll turn it into three performance modes with chains. Device 1. Saturator for pre-drive glue. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Adjust output so you're not accidentally clipping the channel yet. We'll clamp later on purpose. The reason saturator comes early is simple. Old school bass mids love harmonics before filtering, because then filter sweeps stay audible on small speakers. That's the radio test. Device 2, auto filter, and this is the broadcast engine. Set it to band pass. Start frequency around 700 Hz. Resonance, go bold, like 0.6 up to 0.85. Add some drive on the filter too, maybe plus 3 to plus 8. Keep envelope at 0. Now for the movement. In Live 12 you can do this a couple ways. You can use the auto filter's LFO, or you can map an LFO modulator to the filter frequency. Either way, set your movement rate to something groove locked like 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Amount-wise, you're usually moving a couple hundred Hz up to maybe 800 Hz depending on the bass pitch. Phase at 0 degrees keeps it locked and punchy. Teacher note: calibrate this to one reference note. Solo your bass mid, loop a bar, and hold the root note of your tune. Jungle loves keys like F, G, or G sharp, but whatever you're in, hold the root. Now adjust the bandpass center so the note speaks clearly on small speakers, often between 500 Hz and 1.5 kHz depending on the patch. Then set resonance just below whistle. If it whistles, you will spend the rest of your session fighting harsh peaks. Device 3. Amp. This is the cheap rig bite, that transmitter bark. Use clean for sharper aggression or blues for rounder grit. Gain around 3 to 6. Bass around 2 to 4. Middle up at 6 to 8. Treble 4 to 6. Presence 4 to 7. We're not trying to make it pretty. We're making it speak in the midrange. Device 4. Erosion. This adds that digital grit and slight alias shimmer. Set mode to noise. Frequency somewhere around 2.5K to 6K. Amount low, 0.5 to 2. Keep it subtle. You want air frying on peaks, not a constant layer of sandpaper unless you deliberately want that for a moment. Device 5. EQ 8 for surgery. Dip mud around 250 to 400 HC by 2 to 4 dB with a moderate Q, like 1.2. Add a little bite around 1.2K to 2.5K, plus 1 to plus 3 dB with a wider Q, like 0.7. And if the top end starts feeling too modern, add a gentle low pass around 10 to 14K to keep it old school. Device 6. Compressor with sidechain from the kick. Ratio 0.4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 ms so the bass transient isn't fully flattened. Release 60 to 140 ms, set it to groove with the tempo. Threshold so you get 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. We're not trying to erase the bass, we're just making room for the kick to punch through while the roll stays energetic. Device 7. Limiter. Ceiling at minus 0.8 dB. Add gain until you see maybe 1 to 3 dB of limiting on peaks. This is the broadcast clamp. It's what makes resonance and drive feel loud without random spikes ripping your head off. Now, optional but highly recommended secret sauce for safety. Add multiband dynamics after the filter and distortion, before the limiter, or even right before it, depending on your chain. Use it as a safety net, not a vibe maker. Tame the mid band by 1 to 3 dB only when resonance jumps. This lets you push that resonant band pass harder while staying mix safe. Okay, that's the bass rack. Now we turn it into a multi-chain weapon. Open the chain list in the audio effect rack and create 3 chains. Chain is clean roll. Same overall chain, but lighter. Saturator drive around 3 to 4 dB. Filter movement mild. Erosion off or barely there. This is your default rolling bass that sits properly with brakes. Chain B is radio band. This is the tune transmitter. Push the auto filter resonance harder, like 0.8 to 0.95. Narrow the vibe. Less huge movement, more locked station. You can also add redux before the limiter if you want that crusty broadcast grit. Bits around 10 to 12. Downsample 2 to 4. This chain should scream pirate broadcast even when you listen on a laptop. Chain C is siren tear out. Bigger filter movement, like plus or minus 800 to 1500 HC. Higher amp gain and add overdrive before the limiter. Set overdrive frequency around 1 to 2K. Drive 20 to 40%. Tone to taste. This is not your main tone. This is your one bar hype, your turnaround stab, your rewind tension moment. Now map the chain selector to macro 1 and label it mode, chain. And here's a key performance detail. Don't leave it floating between chains unless you want blends. If you want it to behave like a DJ switch, set your chain zone so each chain occupies a clear region, so macro 1 clicks between them cleanly. Now we map the rest of the macros. Keep it playable. Macro 2, radio sweep. Map to auto filter frequency. Set the macro range intentionally. Don't let it sweep into useless areas. A good range might be 450 HC to 1.8 kHz. Adjust it to your bass and key. Macro 3. Rezo. Map to filter resonance. Again, cap the top so it doesn't go into pure whistle territory. Macro 4. Drive. Map to saturator drive and amp gain together. This is huge, but set macro limits so it doesn't get 10 dB louder than your clean mode. You want more aggression, not surprise volume. Macro 5. Grit. Map to erosion amount, and if you're using redux in the radio chain, map downsample as well. That gives you one knob for more transmission damage. Macro 6. Duck. Map to the compressor threshold. This is your groove tightness control. If the break changes or you add ghost kicks, you can retune the pocket without rebuilding the sidechain. Macro 7. Space hit. Map to ascend amount, because space should be punched in, not permanently smeared. We'll set up returns in a second. Macro 8. Hype gate. Map to auto pan amount. Now let's do rhythmic modulation, because this is where it stops being a static rack and starts being jungle. Add auto pan near the end of the rack, before the limiter. Set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes tremolo or gating, not left-right panning. Shape to square. Rate to 1/8 for classic step, or 1/16 for faster chatter. Amount around 10 to 35%, and that's macro 8, hype gate. Use it like a spice, not the main meal. Put it on fills, transitions, pre-drops. If you leave it on constantly, the bass loses its roll and starts sounding like a demo of the effect. Now, arrangement automation ideas that actually sound like a pirate DJ is working the desk. Every 8 bars, automate the radio sweep down for 1 bar, then snap back at the drop. Don't slowly return. Snap. That snap is the impact. Right before phrase changes, switch mode to radio band for the last two beats. Two beats is enough. It's like a quick broadcast cut, and a really nasty one. Spike grit on the second snare of a two-bar loop. Just a little moment of extra transmission spray. It creates that tension that makes listeners brace for a rewind. If you want instability without losing pitch, add tuner drift. Keep it subtle. You can use shifter in fine mode with plus or minus 5 to 12 cents, map to a tiny macro range, or add a second, slow LFO to the filter frequency at a 2 to 8 bar rate with a very small amount, like plus or minus 50 to 150 Hz. That's the live across phrases feeling, while the main movement stays locked to the groove. Now returns. We're going to do this the authentic way. Send. Don't insert. Return A is dub slap. Use delay or echo. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the delay so it's not muddy. Roll lows below 200 Hz. Roll highs above 6 to 8k Hz. After that, a reverb with decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds, low cut 250 to 400 Hz. Optional, a compressor sidechained from drums so the space breathes with the break instead of washing over it. Return B is rave air. Longer reverb, 2 to 4 seconds, medium size, keep the wet low because it's for transitions. Band limit the return with EQ 8 so it feels like a radio space, not a pristine hall. Now map macro 7, space hit, to your send amount from the MID track to these returns, and use sends as punctuation, not ambience. Hit the slap or reverb on the last note before a rest, or the last note before a fill. Jungle feels tight when space is earned.